This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. We just put in a new storage shed at our house. It's small, built by the Amish, and just right for us and our needs. Our 7-year-old grandson, Eli, happened to be at our house the day they delivered it. After they had it in place, and then we had moved some things into it, Lori and I took a break, went inside our house to cool off, but where was Eli? We called him, Eli, Eli, and no response. Was he riding his bike in the driveway? No. Well, we hurried to the shed, and there he was up on one of the little rafters in the storage shed. He had some cushions around him. He was just sitting there. Eli, we said, Eli, you scared us. What are you doing out here? Oh, he said nonchalantly, I just wanted to spend some time with myself. We chuckled and told him to please let us know when he decides to spend time with himself. You know, I thought about Eli's words, time with myself. It's interesting that a 7-year-old wanted to spend time with himself. He didn't say time by myself. He said time with myself. I think there's a subtle but profound difference, although Eli probably didn't recognize it. That preposition with, to me, connotes connection, interaction, communication, and in this context, time getting acquainted with oneself, whereas time by oneself could be time alone doing any number of things, from ironing clothes to watching a Netflix series to woodworking. All kinds of activities fit into that category of time by yourself. Now, one is not necessarily better than the other. In fact, we need both. So, thinking of time with yourself, just how do you spend time with yourself? It's easier to think about time by yourself and all those activities, but what about time with yourself? Here's some pointers. First, you got to schedule time with yourself. Just like you would schedule time with anyone. If you wanted to meet with a very important person, you wouldn't just waltz in someone's office with other people with you and say, hey, let's visit while I watch my kids and chat with my friends and listen to the news. I don't think you would do that. Let me say this to you. You are a very important person. You're important to God, and you should be to yourself. You are the only you have. So schedule time with you, for you, to be with you. And if you can, do that each day. I try to do that early in the morning, and at least once a week have some special time to be with myself. The Sabbath day is a wonderful day to do that. But my point here, be intentional. It won't happen if you don't plan it. Second, leave your cell phone behind, or at least silence it so it's not dinging with messages and distracting you all the time. And that sounds easy, but let me tell you, it's not. One of the reasons I love going to the monastery near my home is that my cell phone doesn't get good service there. In fact, it doesn't often get any service at all. So I just leave it in my car and check for messages when I want to. That's a good idea. So what do you do with yourself when you're with yourself? Take that acrostic with, W-I-T-H. The W can stand for why. So ask yourself when you're with yourself, the question, why? Why? Why am I here? And I don't mean you're sitting in that shed like Eli was, but why are you here? Why are you here on this earth? Mark Twain once said the two most important days in your life are the day you are born and the day you find out why. Do you think you're just an accident, like dust floating around in space? If so, then it will be difficult for you to carve out a purpose for your life. But you may believe that. And if you do, then just think about what that does for you, why you think like that. Examine your thoughts and your assumptions. I hope you know that God has had you on His mind from eternity, and that you are here for Him, to have a relationship with God, to live a life that pleases God, pleases Him, and that God has something specific for you to accomplish. That general purpose will be glorify God. But there's a specific purpose for you, and that may change several times in your lifetime. Generally, we live for God, for a relationship with Him. If you know your purpose, remind yourself of that as often as you are with yourself. The I can stand for interests. This will help you clarify what your specific purpose is in life. What are you like doing? What do you feel like when you're fulfilled? We often try to pretend or like things that we don't actually enjoy in order to fit in with other people, and we end up bending ourselves into someone else's mold, and then we feel unhappy and untrue to ourselves, and we wonder why. What are your interests? Think about that as you get to know yourself. And then the T can stand for time. How do you want to spend your time on this earth? And what is it that you're doing today that feeds into that? Are you spending your life doing something to please someone else? I know there are things we have to do that maybe we don't like doing, things, I mean, that we do so that we can feed our family and have a roof over our heads. But if the majority of your time is spent in doing something that you despise and detest, remember this, my friend, this life is the only one you've got. And you're not someone else. So ask yourself how you want to spend time here on this earth. And then H can stand for honesty. William Shakespeare was the first one that said, "To thy own self be true." So are you being honest with yourself and what your core values are? Establish those core values and then seek to live in harmony with them. If you don't, you're living a life of dishonesty to your own self. You're being hypocritical to yourself. Okay, are you ready? Go back over those again. Think through what I said. Get to know yourself a little better. And you don't have to find a hiding place in a shed to do it. Just do it. And then, hey, come back here next week. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be. Here comes the sun.